that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You think the microphone gonna catch that noise? Pouring the bottle up. See Jeff with the nasty backwoods. Fuck's going on? Yo, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me get right. Take a sip. Shut up, fool.
Let me hear.
Yo, niggas a little saucy today. Yo, it's Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Always saucy.
Moses.
Dave B.
What you say, Dave?
Man, they heard me, Dave. Let's go, man.
Yeah. Starting Let's Go Early.
See what type of show this is going to be.
The fuck's that supposed to be, yo?
Soda pop.
What is that supposed to be, Dave?
Come on, man.
Come on.
No, let's do it.
What is that shooter you got there? What is that?
No, we ain't getting paid for it. I'll tell you later.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, man. Episode 19, Dirty Water Podcast. What up to everybody that fuck with us? What up to, yo, Chicago, every time. What up, Charlotte? What up, Raleigh, Durham?
Lord have mercy.
Asheboro. Fucking everywhere. Everybody fucking with us. Atlanta. Well, not everybody ain't fucking with us, but it seems that way anyway. We out this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm a little saucy. I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that, Moses. You already were rolling the nasty backwoods.
You're saucy.
No, I'm not. So, y'all want to let's get into this Nipsey Hussle thing, man. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, man.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I just knew you was about to say something. You gonna be like, word. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, man, show some fucking respect, man.
Nah, rest in peace of Nipsey.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
Stupid.
Yeah. So y'all, how y'all feel about the Nipsey thing, man? Nipsey situation, man. What's up, Moses?
It's a sad situation. Like, old boy was good. And another thing, like, he had good music.
Right, for sure.
From the West Coast, he was just different. You couldn't compare nobody. Everybody was trying to compare him to, like, Snoop Dogg. But to me, nah. He was his own man. Like, you can tell.
I can agree with that.
Word, it always...
Hold on, CJ, fuck with him.
We
good.
You good, we CJ? Good, nah? We ain't good?
What's going on, man?
What's up today, CJ?
Am I good now? Here we go, the CJ bullshit. Yeah,
right. You gonna interrupt this
hustle. Yeah, man. Like, what's wrong
with CJ, man? Pour some Everclear up, man.
He good. He being professional, man.
All right. Nah, go ahead, Moses.
Shouts out to Nipsey. Like, he was a good dude. Gave back to the community. Everybody knew him. Like, it was like family if you knew him, like I heard. So, but the music just inspired me. The way he was rapping, like, it was something else. He had an old school vibe, too. So, that's what made him hot, too, I feel. Like, I feel like every track, you always found, like, an old school feel.
Yeah.
To him, you know what I'm saying? So, that's out to him.
I was always impressed.
And this girl was bad.
Well, chill out, man.
I'm just saying.
Just
I love the fact that he just had an ear for beats, man. Like, you know what I mean? That year for B, he like he took his time, like you said, completely independent. You know what I mean? One owned everything.
Smart man.
You know, make sure he was getting his fucking money, every dollar out of everything. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just sad, especially for somebody like that, what he was doing for his community. You know what I mean? Like, he did care about the people.
You kill a man of the community, it's a big deal.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. So, man, it's crazy.
Really big loss, I feel like.
What's
you see like he got love, but
oh right. Yeah, nah,
on the point that other dude, he's a fuck nigga. Fuck him.
Hold on, we'll talk about that. What's some of your favorite songs from Nipsey though? You got a couple?
Victory Lap, Hustle. When he first came on, it was a song called Hustle.
Yeah.
I like that one. It was a couple other ones I can't really name, but just both his album, Crenshaw and you know.
Man, I love that Crenshaw mixtape, man.
Did that joint with the Sade sample on it?
Oh my god.
Did that joint
if
with
you
the
were mine.
Right.
Hey, stop playing. If he you did the, were mine.
The dip set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So did that
yeah.
little beat on there, a little sample.
That fucking Mailbox Money was my shit.
Mailbox Money?
Yeah, you don't know Mailbox Money mixtape?
Check it out.
Okay. Check it out. It's definitely, check it out. That shit is riding. Nipsey the Great, Volume 1, Volume 2. He has some shit. Victory Lap, Blue Laces 2 is my shit. Man, that shit, we really lost a good dude, man. That shit is crazy, man. That shit is fucking crazy. What y'all think about some of the conspiracy little... conspiracy theory shit going on, man. Why are people thinking the government killed this man, man? I don't want to say that. I don't think that.
Black people always want to blame the government for something.
Mm.
So that's what we automatically go to. But we're not always wrong about shit like that either. You know what I mean? Not always.
Right.
I can say like Dave, like, yeah, but at the same time, how can this dude afford that lawyer? That's amazing. Like, I wasn't paying none of this attention, you know what I'm saying, until that happened. But it's just like a bad situation. Because like they said, you be like, get out the hood, you know what I'm saying? Then you trying to stay in the hood and be positive.
Right.
In his own hood.
Right.
And then it shows like you can't. So I just feel like that's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, especially on the loser.
I mean, these people still do it. Don't get it twisted, but I'm just saying, like, damn, like, that's why they be saying, talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how people is. Like,
I mean, you got.
They was ready for that. Like, some people was like, talking shit. Yeah, see what I'm saying? You hated on shit in the hood. See what happens? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean.
But don't you look at the positive of what he was doing? He was just like a real dude. You know what I'm saying? Why she had to be scared to walk? Through the same places he walked before, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you got love like that, but at the same time, you still a target.
Why should he be afraid to be in his own plaza with his own store and, you know, his own people is at? Why should he be afraid of that?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So, I don't know, man. It's just, if you was to ask me... That shit look like a hit, man. Word up. Like, that shit don't... It just Once I seen homie get that lawyer, Chris Darden, you know what I mean? The one that was a prosecutor against O.J. Simpson back in, like, the 90s or whatever. Let's not act like that man ain't got no experience. You know what I mean? Let's not act like that man didn't learn from that. You know what I mean? Like, I just hope everything, it just looks crazy, man. It just looks crazy. Like, it looks a little fishy to me, man. Like, I don't know, but did y'all see the shit about
It looks crazy, but I'm saying, like, I don't think I'm gonna get off. Like, I just feel like niggas is waiting.
Well,
no matter where you, niggas is waiting.
But when they caught him, he was at a mental health facility.
Yeah, he checked himself in.
And he has priors of mental health. But for him to get that lawyer, you know, like you said, how you afford that? Like, that's a bill,
he
man.
Might be
like,
doing it for free.
I don't know.
No, that nigga, he looked like that lawyer might be chasing fame. He like to be he know this shit is a high profile joint. He want to be in the middle of shit. He can do that shit for free. Just to have his name out there, you know what I mean?
Well, he's in fury with that. That could be
He could contact the nigga right away. He's like, oh yeah, this was going on. I'm right there. I'm at the
He looked like one of them niggas that would do that. He looked like he was privately hired, nigga. He looked like he was hired.
Possible.
You're like somebody is paying for this. Possible. Somebody's paying for all of this. I put it to you like this. Shit look like Hollywood to me. Shit look crazy, man. That shit look crazy. Fucking, I don't know if y'all seen it with Lil Wayne. He threatened Kodak Black.
About what?
Because Kodak Black tried to shoot his shot at Laura London.
Oh, yeah. I just seen T.I. did, too.
What T.I. do?
Nah, he got on, I guess, Instagram. Just told him that he need to fix that shit quick. Mm. He said, fast, nigga, profusely. That's what he told me. So.
Yeah, because Lil Wayne was like, yo, you know, I in his career and probably his life.
That's his baby mama.
Right. Mm. Why you gotta say baby mama, though?
That's his baby mother, nigga.
Why you can't say the mother of his child?
Yeah, whatever. It's his baby mother.
Lil Wayne. He's like, you ever say something about my baby mama? And I'm like, why you gotta say baby mama?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's why I date my nigga, man. Keeps the balance around here, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, but it's the mother of his child.
Same shit.
So what happened?
Right. Anywho, right?
You said who?
You not listening, shit, nigga?
Shut your
like, what the fuck? Like,
said Kodak Black.
Yeah.
He's.
Wayne say he want body that nigga.
Cause like
Wayne say he want body that nigga.
I don't believe what Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? Just be for hype and like he just tripping. Just let nigga trip. But at the same time, like, don't say no disrespectful stuff. Like, come on, have some respect, man.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. You can do whatever you want to do with this, but like people with the clout chasing, stop, man. Just like that dude that was doing that shit told my just popped him. Like cloud chase, somebody should whoop his ass for doing that shit. You don't play like that, man.
These kids don't understand that shit, man. That shit is ridiculous.
Stop playing, man. Like,
niggas don't understand until you
break
skin.
That shit lame
skin,
as fuck, though.
You know what I mean? You got to break skin on these niggas now.
They
got to
bleed a little bit, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. See some white meat on a nigga, then they want to sit down somewhere.
I don't give them that white meat. Brick to the head.
Yeah. Yo, so yeah, once again, man, rest in peace, Nipsey, man. Oh, I think I just seen there was they talking about doing his funeral at the Staples Center.
That's official.
That's like that's Michael Jackson style, nigga. You know what I mean?
That's official. Mm. Smoke it, nigga.
Think it is.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. It's the raw paper. Enjoy that.
I don't want no more.
Yeah, whatever.
How that taste?
Let me hit it one more time. Stop questioning me, Dave. Goddamn.
It's like headache.
I tell you one thing, I'm a little upset Dave rolled the backwood tonight, but it tastes better than Moses shit.
Yeah, there we go.
Bullshit.
Don't be disrespectful. What you want me to do?
It's bullshit.
Now, I'm going to be a little just, nah, fuck, it's the truth.
That shit fire, bro.
You probably even said it.
Yeah, more head, weed in the grinder.
What?
You grind it up. I don't grind mine like that.
Man, shut the fuck. Here we go with the bullshit.
I don't.
Here they
ain't no bullshit.
There's plenty.
You don't roll backwoods. You don't know.
Nah, there's plenty of bullshit come out your mouth right now.
I don't want to hear it.
Stop putting all that bullshit on the microphone.
Nah, you bullshitting.
Nah, you are.
Do you roll backwards?
Nope.
Okay, then.
I don't plan
that's
on it.
That's all they need to know.
Fuck up.
So they already know.
Yo,
it's a wrap for you.
Nah, it makes a difference, though.
It does. You need to put more weed in this shit.
I don't need. You going to give it to me? Then shut up.
Nah, I'm not going to give
okay,
it to
then.
You.
Next.
There you go.
What the fuck?
There you go.
Pass this motherfucker. I'm
the
pissed.
Fuck you talking to like that?
Pass. Yeah, shit up. Smoke.
Yeah, Nipsey said he had the marathon OG in the backwoods. Rest in peace, man. Fuck it. Fuck you, Moses. Yo, that sound mad weird saying like, yo, fuck you, Moses. Like, yo, is that... Like,
yeah. You feel it. Like, you about to feel bad for 3 days.
Yeah, why did I do that? Why? Like I crossed some limits or some shit when I said that shit. Yeah, whatever.
It's
fuck
family,
you.
That's why.
Fuck you, Moses. Look,
it's family. Shut up, Dave, with that bullshit over there.
Yo, Jeezy dropping TN-104 soon.
Oh yeah.
What that mean, Dave? Like,
don't blow no fucking smoke.
Nobody's really excited
don't
about that.
Don't say nobody. What you mean nobody?
I'm not too excited about it. Not until I hear something. You know what I mean? Not until I hear something. And if I hear something, if he put out some fire, then you know what I mean? I miss the old Jeezy, though.
Yeah, but he got to listen.
When's the last time you was, like, hype?
That Thug album. Motivation shit, though, he got to listen.
I was talking to Dave.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
What was his last joint? I can't remember. What was his last joint?
I think that's your favorite joint.
Peer pressure, some shit like that.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, so like, hold on. I can look it up. I don't think
I heard peer pressure.
No, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Motivation one.
I fuck with Jeezy.
Nah, right. Real shit.
Fuck with Jeezy.
Yeah. It wasn't Trap or Die 3, though. I ain't really care.
I mean, I want to hear it, but, you know, when it come out, that's when I listen to it. I ain't waiting for it, though.
I just wish I'm sorry, but I'm a big Jeezy fan because I was fucking with him since Jeezy Thug Official. Motivation 101, Trap or Die, Trap or Die 2, all that shit. But, like, he got to retire the fucking Thug Motivation.
His first three.
His first what? So what?
Maybe three or four, I think. Jeezy was popping, and after that, it was just.
Oh, it's called Pressure. His last one was called Pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah, you probably didn't even listen to it, Dave. But that's the one he had a track with. he had a track with Cole and Kendrick.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
I mean, that joint wasn't. To me, it wasn't like. I kept it pushing. I kept it pushing on. I was like, yeah. But I mean, yeah, Thug Motivation 101, fucking classic. So.
It might surprise us. Come on, Jeezy.
I hope so.
And it was like, who that? Nigga, we that was last.
No, hell no.
I heard it.
Oh, that's the last time you heard it.
Yeah, like, Jeezy.
Oh, that's a recession. That's a classic.
Yeah,
to me.
I think that was it.
That was a classic. That's what the president and all that shit on there.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Yo, Jeezy, hold it down, man. Hold it down one time. Shit. Hope that shit is official tissue. All right, let's get into the female rappers in our generation. Who was y'all fucking with? I was fucking with Eve. Throw it out. I think that was who I was fucking with.
Yeah, Eve was official. I was fucking with anybody on the Rough Rider side. So, and they had Rider. Eve was over there. It was lit.
Okay, like flip mode.
Oh yeah,
Digger,
Rod Digger, Rod Digger,
Rod Digger was spitting.
She was spitting.
I fuck with Foxy though.
That's a fact.
Fuck with Foxy.
Like on that Firm, man. I'm just saying, even though she was lying on that little song,
was Foxy writing her shit? Y'all know?
I don't know, but they said she was.
Okay. I think so. Like that's why they really was getting her. Like no cap.
Yeah, I fuck with Foxy.
I hope she fucked that math up on her own. I hope somebody ain't write that and then she recited it. It's like, yeah, that sound about right.
Yeah, like,
nah.
She was just making it sound better, I feel like.
She tried.
Know you were lying. She like,
tried.
What? Did I add up?
About Missy Elliott. She was a spinner though. Was she a rapper? Right?
Rapper, singer. Fuck it. I'm throwing
she
that
was,
in there.
Yeah. Right. She was all. She was like the female Drake, honestly.
The female. No, she was Missy Elliott.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying for niggas to know.
That's a fact. She's Missy Elliott.
Right. She's Missy Elliott.
But nobody like. I'm just saying. Some people don't know Missy Elliott.
But if you was to call somebody the female Drake, you have ain't no female Drake, nigga.
And her and Timbaland never sold their publishing.
They kept I'm just saying it, his style, like just singing and rapping, just singing
whole,
rapping,
not whole
just
career.
Like not his whole career.
But what you
okay.
say she was doing it first? That's why I said she was Missy Elliott. She did it before him.
She was doing it. Y'all not listening to what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Don't slam the table. F- fuck's wrong with you? Calm down, Moses. Damn.
I think you acting right now.
No, you all right.
Nah, you Hollywood. So shut up. Fuck that Hollywood shit, nigga. So anyways, like I was saying, for the younger generation, she just like young Drake. That's all I was saying. But she is.
Don't
like
disrespect me like that.
Disrespecting you, Hollywood. Don't be doing my shit like that. What the fuck?
I was saying the table's glass. Okay.
Now you soft talking?
I'm just saying, the deep is you. Is that right, deep?
All right, whatever, man. Whatever,
boss. Come on, let's go, man.
It's your booby.
Shimbuni.
Come on, man. Stop.
All right, come on.
They stupid.
Oh. Nah. You was talking about we were talking about the female rappers, man.
Yeah.
I
know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I said, Missy, that was it. It was time for Dave.
I think we done with that.
All right.
There's a lot of them out there, but it's
done. All right, fuck it. Birdman did Drink Champs.
Word. They didn't watch shit.
They don't be giving up.
They didn't watch shit.
Fuck, yo. Yeah. I hate this nigga Dave, man. All right, well, me and Moses talk.
I just
like
to hear him talk. You know what I'm saying? He be just so smooth with shit, but at the same time, he's just explaining what's going down. Bought Noya present like you always do.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was more better than the Breakfast Club. So you just explaining the album. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, he only had a few words for all three of them.
He was heated.
I was glad he was cool to addressing that though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just like, look, nigga, I just had to let them know don't be playing with my name. That's just what it is.
He said he did the interview. He just was like, he was just done because, you know what I'm saying? Charlamagne was like, look, I ain't got to do it. He was like, shit, fuck it. I'm out there. Like, after that, like, I would have left too. So it's no point even talking.
Nigga say he want to get rid of the tattoos on his face, but not but not his head.
He didn't say that.
Not in that interview. I seen it on another interview. I think he was on Wendy Williams or some shit.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, if you don't take all that shit off your face,
I respect
nigga.
Him, though. He told Nori, like, to call him personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need something, just call me personally. I don't ever call nobody else.
How you feel about when he said fucking Drake and Nicki Minaj and Wayne, they in business with
he's
him
got
for,
money.
For life.
Money.
He's in business with them for life. Like, them contracts is, like, forever contracts, nigga.
Yeah, that nigga holding on. He holding on to some publishing. That's what it sound like.
Yeah,
sound like that.
And he ain't letting it go
like
neither.
Sound like that shit nice shit.
You said what? You said what, Moses?
I sound like that shit nice shit.
Oh, yeah.
Older niggas. He gonna get jumped if you want to get out of his contract.
You gotta die, nigga.
You said what, Dave? You gotta die.
You gotta die.
Some real king
man,
shit.
Man. You gotta some die. And die you still ain't gonna get paid.
Right. Family ain't getting shit.
You know what I mean? Until I feel like you need to get paid.
Yeah.
Man.
That shit's crazy.
Give him a car.
But Birdman.
Yeah, give him a car.
Yeah, golf cart. Yeah,
I do respect Birdman. He hustle, though. He grind, man.
Take this golf cart with rims on it.
I respect him. I respect his brother.
I got more respect for his brother.
His brother go hard. Fucks he don't get in too much shit.
Nah, he don't want to talk about shit.
When he talk, it's just simple. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, he did say that Slim calls all the shots, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, you know it. You know it.
You know, he squashed the beef, called him, hey, yo, cut that shit out.
Stupid.
Squash this right now.
Yeah, well.
Yo, Slim said squash, man. Stop fucking around, B.
Texting real quick. Yeah. Anyway, so y'all wanna y'all wanna talk about all right. It was a wife. She
Oh shit.
There was a wife, right? and she assumed that her husband was cheating. This was in Jamaica, right?
Mama God.
Chill out, Moses. Here we go. So, I guess she found some lube.
First of all, it's just lube. Lube. It's like a stretch lube out,
I told you.
No.
Hollywood.
I'm saucy. I ain't Hollywood. Don't do that on me, man.
I'm just joking.
Please. Like all right, please just be joking.
I like it.
I hate that fucking Hollywood shit.
I like your voice now.
Chill out.
Now you serious.
All right, come on, man.
Yeah, all right, look.
Shorty found a lube.
She threw some glue in that shit. She threw some glue in the lube. So next thing you know, I guess homie used the lube. And when he used the lube.
Come on.
When he used the lube.
Say it.
It was with a man. No disrespect to, you know, like, no.
What is going
to
on?
To the gays or nothing like that. But we just like, whoa. Why are you married to a woman and then want to, like, that's my thing. You going to go cheat? You going to go cheat with a man?
I'm going to talk less.
That's insane, man. That's insane, man. Like,
yeah, they was in there wilding out. That nigga was wilding out. How you sleep? You sleeping with a dude in your crib that you and your wife sleep in?
Oh, hold on. I didn't know that part.
They
of the
was,
story.
They was up in Crippington, I believe.
That's red flag. Why you in the crib?
Son boy.
It's crazy.
Here he go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You got called in the kitchen. Boy got called in the kitchen. Another man.
Man, listen.
I think it was at the crib. I don't know.
It's crazy that they got sent. It's crazy. What kind of glue? Did she use Gorilla Glue?
Listen, you was crying. Because you know, like, in Jamaica, like, listen, everybody's stuck together, right? It's like everybody knows
the cameras
each other.
And shit.
So, yeah. So, you know, them boys out there. Oh, my God. Sammy, what's going on? Okay, the ambulance. Oh, the boy stuck with another man. Oh, my God. He be fishing, huh? You want the one ball?
It's worst accent ever.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave.
Morning.
What is he doing?
Morning.
I'm sorry. Sorry, all our Jamaican listeners.
I'm sorry. No, you need to be sorry for that dude. They got caught like that.
Nah.
In Jamaica.
I ain't sorry for that nigga. Yeah, I don't know what you talking about.
Feel sorry for that nigga.
Why? Give me an explanation why you feel sorry.
Nigga had to walk to the ambulance.
Nigga, you've been perpetrating
through the streets real quick.
You've been perpetrating and you got caught. And everybody seen it.
That's crazy, man.
You sitting there crying. You ain't crying. What you crying for now?
Oh, well.
Challenge this nigga.
Wait. No cameras. Please.
Oh, they had the cameras. They had all the iPhones out.
Look at this.
All on video. All right, so, yo, Moses. This next topic we got is some shit you came up with, right? And we happen to be talking about Fast and the Furious. And you was talking about, oh, damn, you know what? I should have got her name. What's the chick in the Fast and the Furious that you said you were not attracted to?
So what's the name of that? Puerto Rican chicken, Fast and Furious.
I don't know her name.
I don't know it either.
I think her name was Letty in the movie.
Yeah, Letty.
Right, Letty.
Hey, is that the one that could... Was that Vin Diesel girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was, like I said, like, she was a...
She's,
a woman
she's,
Van Diesel.
Yo,
like,
she's cute.
Was like...
No?
Huh?
She's cute.
Huh?
Yo.
Huh?
No.
She like females, I think.
Right? I don't know nothing about that.
Either way, like, it's not attractive. Like, for like, action-wise, yeah, she's on it. But like, no, I'm not.
So wait,
You scared she might put you in the headlock or something? Yeah,
like that's the kind, like,
trying to put you to
sleep.
So,
nigga, what? Nah, you gonna eat this? Nah, I don't even want the spinach. Fuck it. I got a bedtime, dog. I gotta get, no, for real, I gotta go home at 9. Stop playing.
You scared to be with a chick that could beat you up? Is what you say. You scared of a chick that could beat you up?
All chicks can beat you up. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, since you put it that way, if you don't catch no charges.
I'm talking about that physique. That's what I'm talking about, like that. Like, too much muscles, no. you standing like me, I don't think that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you dumb, man.
In fact, if you can't twerk, just.
Yo, shorty physique.
So if she can't twerk,
you can't even look good twerking, like, oh, okay.
How you know she can't? She can probably twerk. You don't even know her.
So you attracted to her?
Listen.
Ooh.
I just said she's cute.
You said cute. Anybody say cute? Fucking dog cute. Rabbit's cute. Fucking bird's cute. That's cute. Baby's cute. Cute. Not fine. Not wanna hit.
Yeah. I got
cute.
You.
Okay. Cute. Cute. Difference.
Difference.
Cute.
She attracted to me.
Dave.
What about you, Dave?
She's not ugly, but she's
not
just
ugly,
a,
that's what I'm saying, but like
a little tomboyish.
Okay.
I'm boys.
Okay, I can see that.
You know what I mean? But okay. She not checking for us anyway, so.
Yeah.
So that's my nigga. Okay.
She's cool. I mean, she's so cool. Like, you'd be cool around.
I feel like Kodak Black right now. Because he like Young and May.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you should feel like that.
Yeah, that's true. You ain't supposed to confirm
feel like that.
Nah, you ain't supposed to. You not feel supposed like to confirm that, Moses. Yeah. Chill out, man.
You don't want
to
be like Kodak Black.
I don't want to be like Kodak Black at all. I want a couple of his dollars, though.
I think
I think he's just trying to just pop on something. I think he's just trying to pop Kodak or something.
Got you.
I think Young and May slapped that nigga.
What? Y'all with Dave on that.
She not playing that shit.
I'm not playing that shit.
Yo, so have y'all niggas ever thought about going vegan, though?
No meat, no animal products.
Think about it.
No
dairy,
none of that shit.
Just think about it.
You couldn't do it, Moses?
Man, I could try, but like, come on. Just ate spaghetti, nigga, like. I cannot say no to that.
Yeah, shout out to moms.
Yeah.
And OG.
Shout out to moms, best spaghetti.
Spaghetti banging, for sure.
Fire.
Yeah, right. So you say you couldn't. Like, I mean, ever though, like I'm saying, like,
I
maybe
mean,
future.
I try, but come on, you know I'm gonna go by ass, like, Burger King, get a Whopper.
Vegan is
why?
Just crazy.
That's fucking disgusting.
You say go to Burger King and get a Whopper,
right? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you know what? I can't even front.
Oh god, yeah, here we go.
KFC had to. Oh shit. KFC had the chicken and waffles.
Oh, word.
And
on no word.
I tried it.
Oh,
I
you
had
just
tried
it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Just bullshit.
It's full
you
of shit.
Filthy.
It's fucking bullshit. I mean, it's the same.
Made your boo-boo?
Yeah, it did.
Syrup.
That's exactly right.
Nigga, everything make day boo-boo.
All right. Don't tell everybody about my bowels, nigga. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
What am I talking about? Yo, David had to pull on the side of the road and be like, yo, listen, let's go. I know
my bowels, you know what I mean? So I won't eat on a long trip that's going to make me do some
butter grits.
What?
Butter grits.
Butter grits. The fuck?
You'll drop off something.
Vegan? I don't know, man. What about Dave? No vegan?
You gotta do that shit in stages, man. You can't just jump from eating meat and everything to vegan. Nah.
So you couldn't just cold turkey
it. Nah, fuck all that. I ain't trying to do that. I'm not trying to give up bacon.
You like bacon?
Nigga,
that
I
much?
Love bacon. You fucking shitting me?
But I stopped on the pork a little bit, though.
Yeah, I slowed down on the pork, but you know, I fucked some bacon up.
I fuck some bacon. This nigga stupid.
Fried pork chop. Try to stay away from
it. I mean, I've been thinking. I ain't gonna say vegan. I'm just gonna say I like cut back on meat.
Though. There you go. That's why I've been thinking about that too. I'm trying to cut off beef and pork right now.
Right.
And load up on some some steroid chicken.
You gotta eat salad sometimes.
Yeah, salad's good for you. Yeah. It ain't filling.
I had salad today.
Not too much heavy food.
What you have on some chicken?
I did.
There you go.
From Zaxby's.
Nah, vegan, you can't have no.
I ain't say I was a vegan.
Just straight lettuce.
Do you know? I know some vegans. I know a couple people like they go. Nah, actually, I know a vegan and I know somebody that's on their way going vegan.
Okay.
If we get one of them on here, they can talk about.
More like power to
them. Yeah, where see the type of shit they like really have to eat, what makes them, and what fucking makes them keep going with that. Like, you know what I mean?
I do want to live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what it seemed like that's the formula of living. Mm. You know, eating more plant based.
Right. Right.
Definitely want to live a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eat broccoli and asparagus.
Nah, I think broccoli is man made.
Broccoli is man made?
I believe so.
Yeah.
She eat more fruit.
More fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not sure about that. That just might be a
cheese and crackers and fruit.
I mean, a dirty water
cheese
fact.
And crackers and fruit. What?
Yeah, that sounds like boo boo recipe. Right, there.
Right. What the fuck are
Yo,
you talking?
Yo, that's who you serve in restaurants, like in hotels. You get like the cheese platter plate. It's lined with grapes, cheese.
Oh yeah. Ain't nobody eating that shit.
Ain't nobody eating that shit, Dave.
I'm not eating it.
He ain't eating it. It's like for the wine drinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like for the old people and stuff like that, chilling, trying to be romantic.
Word. Shout out to them. Next.
Oh, you sure you ready for next? Because I ain't even talked to y'all about this topic.
Hey, let's go, man. All
right. Well, look. Fuck up, Moses. Fuck you.
Oh, my Dave, see ya.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, it's too late. Nah,
it's not too late.
Nah, keep going how you feel.
I apologize, my nigga.
Nah, keep going how you feel.
Fuck you.
Keep that same energy.
Fuck you. All right, listen. So I was like pondering because I be looking at different shit. Is.
Ponder these. Nah.
Nah, shut the fuck up. Ponder these. I fucking hate this nigga, man. Anyway, yo, is drug dealing really?
Why every time it's always a problem with him starting off?
Like, y'all niggas be looking at me like I'm about to say the craziest shit.
You be
y'all
like,
be looking at me like
you be so excited, like a little kid. Like,
I know, I
like
know.
In the presentation,
no,
like,
this nigga get all giggly.
So
and
the
shit.
New course is coming with bouncy rims.
Wait.
Man, okay, we're interested.
I'm saucy. Really chill like out, that. Man. But is drug dealing really technically wrong doing?
Is drug dealing wrong?
Like, technically, though.
Is drug dealing technically wrong?
Like, are you going to hell for that? Or is it because it's the law?
Technically, depending on what you believe in, all you gotta do is ask for forgiveness. You be straight, my nigga. Mm. You know what I mean? So don't even worry about it. Deal those drugs you want to. If that's what you believe in. But no, it's bad. Don't deal drugs.
I mean, not because it's the law.
Move to a state where it's legal.
Wait, what state is legal to deal drugs? Like, what are you talking about?
The weed. You know?
Depends on what drugs you're dealing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. But hold up. But then you have these big corporations that were prescription drugs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
So,
it's horrible.
Like, look at them. They really making money.
Mm-hmm.
Walgreens and all them.
I understand
the ones that.
So who's wrong? That's my question. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like, man, this shit is. If you're going to say it's wrong, then it's all wrong. Y'all wrong.
It's both wrong in a sense, but answer this question. How do we get the drugs?
Oh, you know exactly how we
okay,
get the drugs.
Okay, okay then. So,
boy, all right.
This is history. Been competing, going on like, yeah, life,
baby.
this shit is crazy.
We just
man.
Seen it in plenty of documentaries, so it's crazy.
It just sucks because I see a lot of people go to jail for dealing drugs or whatever, but then you got these big ass corporations that don't. So, you know what I mean? Like, shit, Percocet is fucking heroin. Fuck out of here. Let's just be real.
Like Percocets.
Can't sell cocaine, but they'll prescribe you some Addies, though.
Right.
Real
quick. You know
what
I'm saying? So.
Yeah, take these. Make you feel good.
Yeah, what? There you go.
Right. So, that's.
I came here because my toe hurt. You want me to say 3 cents?
You take these Xanax.
What the fuck going on?
That's crazy.
We had to go get OG Luther real quick because he said he had a little story to tell. You know,
triple OG, triple OG.
Yeah, I had a little something I wanted to speak about.
What happened? What happened, triple OG?
Well, you know, I don't got a little age on me, and normally every month I go over to the nail salon and I get me a pedicure.
Okay.
You know, so
you get your feet done?
Yeah, all right. I gotta get my feet done because I get the baby side of my wife. I don't want my feet all rough and stretchy. You know, scratch it all up.
Scratch up the seats.
Yeah, you know.
Pimp.
Got the werewolf feet?
Nah.
Hell yeah, get me a pedicure. So Friday, which was the 5th, I go over to my regular place to get my feet done. You know, have a lady touch me up. What she been doing me for last 5 or 6 years.
Touch you up?
Yeah, touch me up. For the month, you know. What the hell y'all laughing about?
You crazy. Yeah. Go ahead.
So,
yeah. Touch up is different, some people.
what the hell y'all call a touch up? Getting fucked us up?
No.
Some people say the touch up getting brain.
If you had
oh, getting the head?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you had didn't even hear that one. Hold on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, touch up, get the head. That's pretty good. I heard that before. That's pretty good there.
Let me get a little touch up.
It depends what Chinese establishment you're going to.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Look at Donald Trump them down there and goddamn fall to get touch ups like a mother.
That's a fact.
Goddamn New England Patriots, goddamn older. Yeah. All these motherfuckers getting touch up. I need to hang out with them.
Yeah. Bill Clinton got a touch up.
Oh, well, Bill ain't nothing but a damn white nigga in
Okay.
So, I go to my regular spot to get my touch up on my feet, man, get them all smoothed out, toenails trimmed and shit. And wasn't but one lady in the shop that morning. The supper happened with one of her sister's child, so her husband and her sister had to go to the school, pick up the little girl. You know, get up, bring her back to the shop. It's about 9:05, somewhere around that time, Friday morning. But so she said, she knows me, says, oh, sir, it's going to be about 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes before they get here. I says, okay. I says, baby. She said, you wait. I says, baby. I say, I'll see. And I said, no, I said, I'll wait till I come back tomorrow. So I get in the car. I'm going back home. So coming back home is another salon, which I passed going to my house. So I says, oh, hell, I ain't going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to go in here and try these motherfuckers out right here, see what they can damn do. So I went in. She says, when I went in the door, I says, you guys open, ready for business? This motherfucking Chinese guy. Asian.
Yeah, I'm like, hold up, man, calm down. Man. Just like, you can't just say just Chinese. You don't know.
I found out he was actually China. He was actually from China, but you know that they're Asian proper term. He's Asian.
Okay.
Okay.
And I walk in the door and says, You open business? Don't you see open sign? Oh, a turn on outside? I said, hold on, partner. Who the fuck you got them yelling at? I said, wait a minute.
Let's get it on.
I said, man, listen. I said, you ain't got to fucking yell at me. I said, you know, I was just making sure. Oh, you sit down, you wake up, man. I'm going to take care of you. I said, okay. So, normally,
You know, you get a pedicure, they cut your toenails, wash it, scrub your feet down, rub all your calluses down, trim your calluses. You got a little tool, but they trim your calluses. I should be a professional driver, so I should use both my feet. Left foot for the brake, right foot for the fucking gas.
Right.
So, you know, over the years, you create calluses on your feet like that. You know what I'm saying? Other people just create calluses because they ain't did a goddamn thing. So I go sit in the chair, she runs the damn water. And I put my feet in. I said, ooh, nice and hot. It was nice. So this bitch rubbed my
feet. Hold on. Don't say bitch.
Oh, that's what the hoe was. No. Goddamn, it's an Asian motherfucking bitch. That's what she was.
Let him talk.
All right.
Let him talk.
Put my feet in, while my feet sitting there soaking, she gets up and go get some towels and reach in a little drawer, pull out a couple of fucking tools and shit. So it's got this little brush, this little sponge thing. It's kind of rough. Well, they, you know, scrub your feet and do your heels and stuff and around your ankles and shit, don't get all the dead skin off.
Okay.
I said, okay, this might be pretty good. So far, it started good. I'm saying this in my head. So she does that. Then she cuts my fucking toenails. Then all of a sudden, she take my feet out, take a towel, rub them down, dry them, put lotion all on, cream and every fucking thing. So I think she get them a little soft of what she do, go to her next step. Then she took my other foot, left foot, rubbed it down, cream it all down. She said, okay, sir, you finished. I said, I'm finished. I said, wait a minute. I said, you don't trim the calluses, trim the calluses off the feet, you know, do what they normally do. This is the procedure, you know? Yeah. No, we don't do that. I said, wait a minute, hold it. I said, for $25, all you have done is wash my feet, clip my toenails, rub my feet down with some lotion for $25.
Yeah.
I said, you're not going to get paid.
Hold on, you can't do what you mean?
I could do it myself.
She hasn't did her job. That's not how the game go.
All right.
So I said, then her husband steps up. Now here comes this motherfucker, cute little Asian motherfucker. He go to argue. I said, man, listen. I said, I don't care what you say, no matter what you do. I said, I'm not going to pay you $25 to wash my feet and clip my toenails. I says, I'm not going to pay you. I said, forget about it. So I grabbed my socks and shit, and I reached down. I started putting my socks on. I'm getting ready to leave. He said, no, you got to pay. I call police. I said, oh, you want to call police? I says, okay, go ahead, call police. Let me sit down and wait for it. As he called the police, I'm sitting there waiting. So here comes the cop.
Solo, you just waiting for the police.
Oh, I waited for him.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Go
I'm
ahead,
a taxpaying motherfucking citizen.
Yeah.
You're a taxpaying citizen. All right.
I got an 820 goddamn credit score.
My man.
With some money in the goddamn bank, credit cards, about $100,000. I bet my credit card is $200,000. Two credit cards I got in my
phone. Well, won't you let me hold something?
Ain't nobody getting on this money. It took 6 to 7 years to get this, acquire all this fucking shit. You got to work a little bit longer. So I sit down, and he talks to the cops. I said, sir, it's an officer. I said, I'll be right here when you get here. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to do nothing. I'll be waiting till you get here. So about 2 or 3 minutes later, the cop pulls up. He comes in, I'm sitting there. Asian guy, little white, pretty little motherfucker. Asian, white, whatever this. Well, he Asian, you know. I'm pissed off now. So he tells the guy what happened. I said, officer, listen. I said, I came in for a pedicure. I said, they washed my feet, which wasn't dirty. You see how pretty white my socks are.
Yeah.
So my feet can't be dirty. I got clean socks on. I says, washed my feet, took this little hard sponge, rub my feet to take the little calluses and stuff, dead skin, off my heels. I said, that's not a pedicure, man. I said, then he going to charge me $25. I told him I'm not going to damn pay him. I said, that's all I did. Then the little Asian motherfucker tells him, y'all know he don't pay me. He attacked my wife. So I attacked my wife.
What?
I said, what? Oh, I said, man, why are you going to lie like that on me? Why are you going to lie like that? I looked at the cop. I said, man, listen, I'm 6'4", 250 fucking pounds. His wife is over there walking around, looks like she looking cute.
I said, if I hit her and touched her or attacked her, do you think she'd be standing around and walk around the goddamn floor?
Right, right.
He looked at the man, and said, yeah, he tell you. I said, no, sir. I said, listen, all happened is he didn't do the job he's supposed to do. I told him to call y'all. When y'all get here, y'all decide what penalty I'm going to have to fucking pay. And yeah. I said, if anything going to happen here today is, he gonna put right up, y'all gonna write up a goddamn ticket or press, whatever you wanna do. And I says, and I'm going, he can call anybody he want. You tell me when I got to go to fucking court, I'll meet the motherfucker there.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna pay $25 a day. Yeah. That is out the question.
That's out the question.
So he said, sir, Mr. Wrong. Then he took my license, he saw my name was wrong. I said, sir, listen, I'm not gonna pay you. He said, why don't you just pay him for what he had done? I said, he ain't did them but wash my feet. I said, well, you want me to pay him? What I'm supposed to pay for him washing my feet? I'm supposed to give him $25? I said, hell no. I said, y'all do what y'all wanna do. Yeah. I said, if he wanna file a damn complaint and take me to court, I said, that's fine. Let him go down to the courthouse. Fill out the fucking papers, pay the $75 or $100, whatever it costs to file the papers, to get $25. I said, if he wants to do that, that's fine. But I'm not paying not one damn dime this man today. Not one red fucking penny. If y'all gotta take me downtown, write me up, I go see the magistrate, all gonna happen is he gonna ROI my ass, release me, and I'm going home.
I'm ready to go.
So that ain't nothing but a waste of everybody's time. I said, plus the fact, I said, my attorney is Mr. Terry Hutchins and Bill Central right down on Raven Street. I said, you know the firm I use. I said, you know I know their name. All I'm gonna do is call them, and they gonna know who I am, they gonna take care of it. But I'm not paying this motherfucker $25 a day.
Not today, not tomorrow,
not any other fucking time.
So, officer
looked at, exactly, Moses, to wash my feet. To wash $25. I should have put my foot in this goddamn ass. Then I would have a reason.
Yeah, but I didn't do something.
That's worth $25.
Yeah, right. That's worth $25 right now. Yeah. If you allow me, I should have put my foot in this goddamn ass.
Wash my feet tomorrow, then.
Tell you, I attacked his wife. You see, that ain't true.
You see how they try to do a black man?
That's what they do. That's what they try to pull that shit. So anyhow, he takes my name, takes my driver's license, write my name down, write my driver's license number down. He says, well, Mr. Wrong, if we had a standstill here, says, no, you're not going to pay him. Says, you're free to go. You can go home. I says, when he sees the judge and the judge wants me to come downtown, I say, I'll be there with bells on. That shows you how other people, when you're not black, other people try to treat black people. They try to take advantage of people all the time. Right. If you don't know your rights and stand up for what you believe in, you're just a lost cause of America. Yeah. I'm not going to be one of them motherfuckers. No. My grandparents and all their parents went through this shit with people taking advantage of them. Yeah. I go to hell and back before I let anybody take advantage of me and try to take my money for something they didn't fucking do. If he had did what he was supposed to do, I would have been more than happy to pay that motherfucker.
Okay, right. Triple OG, that's OG. What I'm talking about. Let him know.
By that time, I had called my wife and said, I have a little discussion with the police down here. So here she comes. She comes stepping in the damn beauty parlor. My wife, you know, she's so kind. The corporate lady, she's so sweet and kind. Yeah. You know, honey, why don't you just pay what you think it's worth and let's forget about it. I say, I'm not forgetting about shit. I said, let him go fill out the papers and take me to goddamn court.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen today, but I'm not paying not one red cent. God says, what's wrong? You could go. I went out the damn door before I left. He was talking to the Asian. I went on to the fucking house and propped my feet up and come Monday morning, which would be day after tomorrow, Sunday. That's right, tomorrow is Sunday. Monday morning, I'm going to my regular people and get my feet done properly. Okay. And my toes are about to be pretty. And I'm going to tell them I almost put these toes in the Asian fucking ass on fucking Friday.
That's crazy.
crazy, man. That's what they try to do to people. Stand up for yourself.
Triple OG.
Yeah, speak for, yeah, man. Go over that fucking
don't
shit.
I don't mind spending my money, but you know,
I don't mind giving you my
right.
money, but you're not gonna steal my damn money. Then lie on me and say that I attacked his wife. Now, by him saying that I attacked his wife, that's cop knew he was lying because the woman walking around ain't got a fucking scratch up.
Yeah.
Right. As I said, 6'4", 245, 250. That bitch would have been laid out some goddamn way.
Right.
She'd been laying in the middle of the floor if I attacked her and him, both of them. I could have put both their little fucking ass. Well, they were 4'9".
Well, you don't need to be whooping nobody ass.
Well, if I have to, I will. I don't mind rumbling a little bit, but I'm not going to rumble long.
Right.
That's for sure. No, so I just want to tell y'all that little story. And any time in life, stand up for yourself, and everybody out there in the airwaves, listen. Always know your rights and stand up for yourself. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're just fucking wrong. But I was right, and I said, shit, I ain't paying shit today. They done fuck with the wrong brother today.
Yes.
Not the triple OG.
So,
not Luther. Luther don't play that shit.
So triple OG.
Not an ex crook. You think an ex crook would do shit like that? Oh hell no! And that's the story, fellas. That'll end the segment for this week.
What you say, Moses?
So triple OG.
Yes, sir.
So did you have like the pink or the baby blue flip flops on?
I had on my damn little Nike slippers, man. I wear around
Nike
all
slippers.
The time.
Nike
that's all I had. I had on my pearl beat up goddamn jogging pants. Y'all know how I walk around. And I just went out to get my feet done. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Why you walking around like that with an 820 credit score?
Because I can. I can.
That's when you know somebody sit.
And I don't want nobody. Right. Want nobody to know that I you know I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Just let them think you're a bum.
You just told them.
But they don't know exactly who I am or where I am.
Yeah. I'm walking around here with no drawers on.
I had drawers on. Listen, now y'all start some shit.
You
talking about what you would do?
I'm gonna show Mama real on shit. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's a flip flop.
You want to talk about the rest of this shit with us? Just a little Fayetteville shit.
What kind of little Fayetteville shit y'all talk about, man?
You see the person end up driving the vehicle into Westwood Shopping Center?
I heard about that, but I ain't never get the full story on it. Was he drunk or what happened to him?
They said he fell asleep.
He fell asleep?
Yeah.
And then was he drunk?
About 2:15 a.m.
In the morning. Yeah. Oh, it's probably.
That's possible. Man can fall asleep at 2:15 in the morning. He probably been out drinking a little something. And he probably was damn drunk. That's why he fell asleep. I don't know that for sure. Right. Now we all sit around speculating today. Yeah.
Right, just speculating.
I just hope I hope nobody got hurt and he didn't get hurt and everybody was all right. You know what I'm saying?
That shit jumped a few curbs, hit some hedges, all kind of crazy shit.
He was going kind of fast.
That's
there,
what
huh?
I was saying. I was like, God damn.
In the Westwood Shopping Center, going that damn fast?
Right.
Oh, man.
Did he find out, did he get any injuries or anything?
Nah, I said I want no injuries. So.
That's what I said. He's
something else is behind
he's
that
lucky.
Story.
Yeah,
he didn't have a young lady in the car rubbing on his dick or nothing, did he?
I hope not.
He got a little excited. Foot hit the gas by accident. From the pleasure.
Yeah. And then we got over here.
I've been FaceTiming.
You got any Ville shit, Moses?
Might have been FaceTiming. I'm going to show you what you do when you get home. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
You got any Ville shit, Moses? Or no?
Nah, I ain't got no Ville shit. Man. No Ville shit this time.
Next time. I gotta watch you because you know how you do. You be like, this happened. So.
Nah, it never happened.
Well, I seen Fever Woodpeckers. They got jerseys out.
What they look like?
They look dope.
Really?
I'm gonna cop me one. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna cop one. I'm getting one.
And that's strange too. They named the team the Woodpeckers because I have a couple of Woodpeckers that come in this damn yard and that tree, that tree right there, one of those pecan trees in the back.
Yeah.
And one of them is like a small. He'd be out there. You hear him like. Tap.
Right.
Then when that big motherfucker comes, must be his daddy or his mama. That motherfucker going boom, 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 boom. sounded like a pistol going off or something. I said, damn, man. And rapid session, too. I enjoy looking at them. Sometimes I come out here in the porch and I just catch them in the morning and say, wow, woodpeckers. How many people can wake up in the morning, go out and sit on their porch and just think about and look at nature, the different birds and the little, I got pet squirrels that run around out here
pet
and shit.
Squirrels. Pet squirrels. You got pet squirrels.
Yeah, man. I got pet squirrels running around out here.
You going to get you a federal woodpecker's jersey?
I don't know about that now. You know I ain't never been big on jerseys.
What about you, Moses?
Whole squad got to get one if I get one.
I'm getting one.
They got to get one.
They probably not getting one.
I don't know. I might just a y'all get one. I might just grab one for my grandson or something like that.
If it's hot, Dave, you get it.
You gonna get one, Dave?
I gotta see him.
They kind of hard.
I gotta see him.
Let's do it, man.
what would they say? Our names on it or something?
Huh?
Dirty Water Woodpeckers.
Nah, we ain't doing that. I don't know how I feel about that.
Dirty St. Louis.
Dirty Packers. Jesus. Yo, shut the fuck up,
Dirty Packers. And we know what that means. Wood. Oh, Packer Wood, baby. Goddamn, let the good times roll. Yeah, we should do, y'all should do that.
Oh, my God, nah, we ain't doing that.
Dirty Wood Packer.
We're gonna get fucking sued like a
motherfucker. Right, right.
Mad as shit.
Yo, well, look, man, what is episode 19? Shout out to everybody who's listening to us. We'll be here again next Thursday. Keep fucking with us.
Yeah, y'all keep on them listening. Next couple weeks, I'll tell y'all a couple of them old drug stores, them old damn hood stores that I have to do. This is about time for y'all to get a good one.
Here we go.
So I'll get something lined up for that ass out there.
You swear you're a star, huh?
Oh, I ain't a star, but goddamn, I'm shining bright.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Moses.